is Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Good morning, Thunder Country. This weather update for all of Southern Iowa brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. For all things tires, see Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. A slight chance of showers midday today. Your high around 88 and breezy, blustery Sunday. Your high around 94 and for your Monday, sunny and hot. The high around 97.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in to the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. A week off. Jacob Briggs, do you feel a little reprieve after celebrating your 21st birthday? By the way, we're 1 week away from the 21st of June and 1 week away from summer. But you are officially 21 now.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Do you feel different?
I don't know. I thought I felt taller at first, but I don't know.
Do we dare go into the dance of knowing what took place on your 21st birthday?
I didn't get too crazy with it.
No, wait a second. There's no do-overs.
No.
So you're stuck with what you've done. Yeah. I know that firsthand. No do-overs. But happy, happy belated birthday. Although
Thank
I was
you.
Celebrating with you in my mind. I was having some fun with you in my mind. But, yeah, you don't look any different.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
Yes, indeed. We'll touch some rap stuff here later because I got to ask you about Eminem's new song. You know, for us old guys, you know, he does a good job of taking nostalgic songs and turning them to his own rap. But this is a sports broadcast show, so we're going to talk some sports today. We're going to talk some baseball and softball. Is my mic coming through me or is it coming through you? It just seems a little winky, wonky. There it is, a little wonky. Yeah, all right, wonky. Speaking of wonky, how about the wonky Joe Millage? Joe is like Waldo. You never know where you're going to find him. Where are you at today, buddy?
I'm over in Sheraton, Jason. It is the third annual charity car show put on by Hy-Vee Distribution. Matt Beamblossom with me. And I can't believe it. This doesn't really start till 10. You've already got cars coming in and more on the way.
Yeah, we've had a great response so far. We've got 17 coming in from our new Cumming Distribution Center. State Patrol is going to lead that group in. And you know what? Joe's telling me we're going to be good on the weather here. So we need people to come on in.
Yeah, so that was an interesting thing you did. In addition to the cars that are already here on all sides of the square, you've got a convoy coming from Cumming. You guys have a new distribution center there.
Yep, we moved our specialty foods and our supplies from the Des Moines area into that facility, state-of-the-art facility, and we've got a really awesome fast and fresh out front. And so we decided we'd just let people from the Des Moines area meet there, and the State Patrol was gracious enough to lead that in.
And this is a charity car show that you guys put on, so you donate all the money back to a good cause.
Yeah, 100% of the proceeds that we will collect today through our silent auction, through our entry fees, through the food that we're able to sell, we're going to split 50-50. The first half of that's going to go to our Sheraton Volunteer Fire Department. Just an outstanding group of people. They are selfless, constantly putting themselves on the line to keep the community safe. The other organization, Hope for the Warriors, that's a veteran support group. We've had a long-standing relationship with them that really helped people assimilate back in after their military service.
You've got an online auction that's already raised more money this year than what you had last year. And you've got Cooper DeJean, Hawkeye football signed. You've got all kinds of sports memorabilia. I think you've got a Kelsey jersey. You've got all kinds of footballs, a Minnesota Vikings signed. Tickets to the Hy-Vee IndyCar weekend coming up in July. So it's a great thing that you guys are doing here with all these auction items online as well.
Yeah, so Father's Day weekend, we've got some awesome items for that. So Joe mentioned the sports memorabilia. We've got Travis Kelce autographed football and a Kelce autographed jersey. We've got a Traeger grill, Blackstone grill. So if you like those nice flat top, and that is awesome to make breakfast. Just a lot of really cool items. And we've got a couple sets of golf clubs as well.
So the QR code is up on the huge big party box screen, but for folks that might be at home listening, it's KIICradio.com/bid. KIICradio.com/bid, and it'll take you right to the page, and you can bid online, see what the prices are right now. KIICradio.com/bid. Matt, thank you so much. We'll check back in with you a little bit later. You got a lot going on here. I love all of the beautiful semi trucks, the tractors that you have up here, the disaster truck that you have here, and food trucks. We're downtown Sheraton, the charity car show, 10 to 2. 50-50 raffle. I mean, it's just hard to get it all in.
Yeah, root beer floats we're going to be selling as well. We've got 500 gourmet cinnamon rolls. Pillsbury brought bakers into town, into Sheraton, and prepared these cinnamon rolls. We're selling these for $1 a piece. They normally sell at our stores $3 to $4. So a great way to kick off Father's Day weekend. And the last thing I want to do, we've got 75 volunteers here. And they have worked months to put this together. I wanted to thank that group. Stop down and see them.
Very good. Jason, I think you also have a show to do, so we better get it back to you. Thanks, Matt. And, you know, at some point, Jason,
yeah.
I don't know when you want to do it, but I want to talk about last Sunday because I got to see you race in the Ironman, and I don't want to steal any of your thunder, but what a joy that was to watch you do 70.7 miles in Des Moines in about 7 hours. Unbelievable feat. And you are KIIC's Ironman.
Yeah, it was you know, the Waldo moment. I'm flying down Fleur on my bike, and there's this dude out in the middle of the road, and it looks like he's pointing a camera in my vicinity. I'm like, what in the heck? You know, something's not right here. You know, this is a very secure race event.
Yeah,
and as I'm going by, I'm realizing it's. It's Joe Millage. So yeah,
I had to come and see you, my friend. I mean, the Ironman is a big deal. That was a big deal. You don't just wake up on a Sunday and say, I'm going to go compete. No. I mean, from your body, your wetsuit, to swim in Gray's Lake, to training on a bike, to training a 13-mile run, it's a big deal. I wanted to show our support and Albia support and Greater Southern Iowa support for you. But here's the real story. I had several bicyclists pass me, and they have a great app, so you can see when your participant's coming. And I'd been waiting there about 5 minutes, and, you know, people, bikers pass you. You might say, hey, good job. And they won't say anything back to you. I mean, they're focused, and they don't want to use any extra oxygen. And so you might say something to them, and it's okay if they don't say anything back. I didn't know when you were coming, but I heard you.
I still can't believe you.
No, sir. You were singing some Sunday morning church song, and that's how I knew it was you. The only bicyclist out of the 2,000 or so that competed, the only one that I could hear coming was Summers, just joyful on Sunday morning. And I knew that was you, all dutied up in all of your clothing and helmets and all that. But anyway, I know you got a show to do, but good job out of you, Summers. KIIC's Ironman.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm a pretty emotional person, so I got some tears in my eyes right now because when I saw you, it was awesome when I realized it was you. I had no idea I was singing out loud, but I got to be transparent. You know, for 7 hours, the song that evidently you heard me singing that I did not realize I was singing out loud was Lord, I Need You, and for 7 hours. And I know that sounds like an exaggeration, and I'm not pushing any of my faith on anybody else, but I knew for I would need more than what I had the whole time. And you know what was amazing? Joe, I had no idea I was singing out loud.
Yeah, you were. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't know, and this makes the event even that much harder. You're not allowed to have electronics. Nothing. Or listen to anything. Yeah, you can't have that. Think about, you know, when you go out and even take a walk and you might want your earbuds in. No, you can't have anything. So you're your own jukebox at that point.
And and by the way, you really don't want to hear me sing, and that's why I cannot believe it was audible. So at some point,
it might have been off key, but there was no key.
It was a loop. And you know, the good news for most people is they did not realize that I didn't even know the complete lyrics to the song that I was singing, which is typical, right? If you're riding in the car with me and you know you're singing in the car, I hit about every third word correct.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, you know. And so I thought it was just having time with God because I needed that, you know. On Tuesday of that week, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to complete the race. On Wednesday, the doctors, amazing. I was surrounded by people on my team who took amazing care of me. And on Wednesday, I went to the Monroe County Hospital and Christina Saylor said, you know, my foot was, unfortunately, it was a giant blister at the bottom of my foot. I got a chemical burn. Oh. Yeah. And so she called the wound doctor in, and they cut apart a lot of skin. And, you know, Emily, the part of the race I thought I would be the most, would be my strength was running, and I was worried about the swim. It is a war in the water. You know, I know people see on TV, you know, when you watch an Ironman, the water. And I was kicked, punched, and I'm certain that I threw a few that didn't know it as well. And these are gracious athletes. I mean, they're tremendous athletes and very gracious. But I've been clubbed. I can tell you that you do not want to drink Des Moines water if it comes from I can tell you what it tastes like. No, I really can't. It's that bad. So you drink a lot of water, and you know that at any point that if you clubbed the wrong way, you might not make it out of the water. And so it's a little intense. But I blew by the times on my bike was amazing. And then I got to the run, and I realized at one point, I'm going to finish this thing, which was my goal. Then later, I'll try to compete. It was good seeing you. I'm just telling you, I was thrilled to see you, and it was a lifter upper. But I had no
trust
idea.
Trust me, I was thrilled. I was thrilled to see you as well. Now on the bike side, and I know you got a show to do. We got to go here, but on the bike side, you know, I think about Ragbri, and it's usually 60, 70, 80 mile an hour, 80 mile day. But I get to get off every once in a while, have a snack, get a drink, and I'll do about, even when I'm on my bike, maybe 12 mile an hour. And you were doing 17, 18 mile an hour.
Yeah, at one point.
53 miles without getting off.
Well, you know, one
six,
of the
56,
56 miles in this one, and 106, 112 when I do the full Ironman. And it's a race, right? You are wanting to beat the competition, and I have no better sense, and this was one of the things that I had to physically get my mind, or you know, get your mind around, is that you have to stay hydrated, you have to stay fueled, and I wanted to finish, right? And everything is the time. So when you think about a race, you think about a 5K or 10K or a marathon, you just finish. right? In this, if you don't hit certain markers at certain times, they just pull you off the race.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had that in the back of my head, and I knew exactly where I needed to be each mile in a specific time. And God pulled me through because somebody had to pull me through. And the good news is that you were a real lifter up at that point. I was flying, and the bike was great, and God was good, and it was really hot too.
Well, listen, KIIC's Ironman. I'm going to compete today in the Aluminumman.
Yeah. Hey,
the Aluminumman is just walking around the Sheraton Square here at the Charity Car Show. So I'm on the Aluminumman race.
That's a great show over there, by the way. It's raised a lot of money, and the combination over there.
You need that Cooper DeGene football.
I know. I did try to go out when you were giving it, and I think I hit the wrong website. I just got to tell you that.
KIICradio.com/bid. I can't remember if it's HTTP or HTTPS, but you guys will get out there. www.KIICradio.com/bid, B-I-D.
So what's the coolest color you've seen so far? In your choice, because
I'm a Kelce fan, I'm a Kansas City fan, so the signed jersey for Kelce is pretty rad. That's pretty awesome. I mean, it's possible Taylor Swift touched it.
Oh, that's so true. Very much indeed. All right, Millage, we'll come back and check with you guys before we end this show. But we got to get to some baseball and softball here in a second.
Take care.
The conference, Sheraton. Joe's over there. The boys and girls doing fantastic. Albia coming off a busy week. It is that time. It's the grind time of the baseball and softball seasons. When we come back, we'll catch up with Coach Brad DeMoss, talk a little baseball, and then Coach Hill. They're underway right now. I caught up with him just a few moments before, right after he got out of the Suburban up in Oskaloosa. But right now they're in action. We'll catch up with him as well. All of that here in this fast hour. 21. Jacob Briggs, the maestro behind the, and they can walk in now, and if needed, he can present an ID and get. But he's a good boy. He's staying clean and sober right now, right here. We're gonna bring you some baseball and softball when we come back. The Fast Hour and All the Radio continues after this time out. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hassman, Occupational Therapy Assistant with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. Occupational therapy focuses on the things you want and need to do in your daily life, promoting health, well-being, and your ability to be safe and independent. I feel blessed to be on a team with Brenda and Trina. We are committed to delivering exceptional services to our patients. We get to know our patients personally and help them accomplish goals such as taking care of themselves and their family, working, volunteering, going to school, playing sports, and more. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
While they last at Neighbor Wholesale, buy $1,000 worth of fireworks and get $500 worth free. Your choice. Highway 5 is brand new, leading straight to Neighbor Wholesale fireworks, and their shelves are loaded with lots of the best brand new Missouri quality, big, loud, and colorful new fireworks. They have the biggest discounts and the best deals in Missouri fireworks. Only 7 miles south of the Missouri and Iowa line and 3 miles north of Unionville, Missouri. Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks. Pass all the other ones by. They're open 7 days a week from 8 to 8. You call them up. 641-799-2000. Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks. Wholesale deals, quality discounts, free fireworks and flags. 1,200 different items. Fast, friendly service. The Missouri way at Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks in Unionville, Missouri. Don't forget the kids and send your friends. Happy celebrating.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Give Dad the gift of power this Father's Day when you shop at Menards. Masterforce tools are what's needed for getting a job done right. Our selection of ultra-compact tools deliver on power and come in a lightweight, compact design. Explore all new Masterforce products today in store and online at Menards.com. You can also view the weekly flyer and check out all the other great Father's Day gifts happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Let's jump on the old phone lines and catch up with a dad. Hello, Coach Brad DeMoss. A Father's Day coming tomorrow, and you can just be dad today and take the coach's hat off for just a moment, although that really never happens. But get to watch your daughters play on the other side of the fence. Give us an update on the score of that game before we get into the week that was.
Well, the game just got started here. It's bottom of the first, 0-0. Albie's playing Wayne to open up the day. So, familiar foe they've had last week, I believe it was. So, see what they can do this week.
Well, Coach, it's been a grind. This is the time of season that you start to feel the wear of a marathon. That is a baseball softball season, and the competition, and every night you've got to be on your A game. And you guys had a really good week. It started down in the center against Centerville in a doubleheader, and I'm able to get the sweep. But all in all, I think you guys had a really good week.
Yeah, I mean, we opened up the week, like you said, down there at Centerville. The bats really came alive. I think the last game of that night, we had 17 hits and scored 14 runs. And then we came back on Wednesday and played a very good Carlisle team. They came in with a heavy heart from the tragedy that happened over the weekend. And it was their first game back, and they were playing Inspiration Baseball and ended up losing them 5-2. But, we played really good, clean baseball down there at Centerville, and we're hoping that's going to be the springboard for us going forward. Didn't happen last night, as you saw, but we're hoping that it will carry us through the finals of the season.
Coach, I was so impressed. When I really shook down the roster and got to think about it, this is you got two outstanding seniors, but really young baseball team. I think you have, if I got it right, is it five? No, it's more than that. With seven sophomore pitchers in your, in your varsity and JV, you got a really deep, weapons of guys that can throw, and particularly in sophomore class.
Yeah, we got a lot of arms. That's one thing. Coach Cagle and Coach Strickler and I are starting to try to get developed. We started in January, and we have kids coming to pitchers and catchers to just learn the basics. I've thrown Carter Folkerts. He's a junior. I've thrown him just a couple games now here and there just to get us out of an inning, because he knows to throw strikes and let them put it in play and let your fielders behind you make the outs. But yeah, we got to get them arms developed, because it is a marathon, and when you're playing doubleheaders and in conference, and then 2 days later or 3 days later you got another doubleheader in conference, you want to have fresh arms ready to go. And that's what we're really working on, trying to, as a program, to make sure everybody knows how to throw the ball and the proper mechanics.
Talking about your seniors, Coach, Cagle went down on against Carlisle. I did not know how he was doing. He looked like he was favoring that knee a little bit. Can you give us an update on his health?
Yeah, he sat out last night's game due to it's not swollen. It's just a little tender on him. And he had two operations on it this year already. And we felt with him still being limping around a little bit that he was not being selfish. He texted me about 9 a.m. to me and Wyatt Beckwith and Connor Reno and let him know that, hey, guys, I'm going to sit this one out. We're going to try to get healthy. And, I mean, that just shows the maturity of Hunter Cagle and what it means as to be a team player, because he could have been selfish. He plays first base. He could have just stayed there and still been able to play, but he was man enough to step up and take himself out and let Connor McFaul have a chance, one of my young sophomore players as well.
Yeah, I was impressed with him behind the plate as well for you. Again, you got a lot of young guys, and I really like the fact you have that strong leadership at top. They're guys that you know, the other kids can look to.
Yeah, there's one special senior, and not take away from the other two, but Connor Reno hasn't been able to play at all this year, and he got not bad news, but he got news again Tuesday that they were going to do some other stuff, so they've taken him off of letting him try to sprint and do that, because prior weeks he was at least attempting to take some BP and he was jogging around town, if you've seen him, and just trying to get that leg back up to par. But yeah, I mean, he sits in the dugout every day, and he's there every practice, and he's just being that leader, kind of like a silent leader that no one gets to see, and it's really special to have a kid like that.
Oh, gosh, you know, that may be one of the hardest roles to play. You know, it would be, you know, because you can't get out there. You want to be out there. It's your last go, and so then you know, I think most people would just walk away and say, well, it's done. I'm done. But that tells me more about the character. That may be the most difficult position on the entire team, is being that guy.
Yeah, and I think that's what he feels like is he doesn't feel like he's a burden or anything. It's just he wants to be there, you know, be part of the team, but he wants to really get out there and play. And we've hit a few pop flies whenever he was able to be on his leg trying to, but I had to hit him right at him. Otherwise, he wouldn't go get him, but... No, I mean, definitely a senior leader, very mature young man, and that just comes from that family uprising that he has, and all the seniors that we have that are being senior leaders this year. It's been really nice that us coaches can sit back and they can communicate to one another on what they need to do and don't do, and it's just nice to have a group that has gelled the way this team has. It's really nice.
Coach, a big week ahead again. Doubleheader. If you know, I go to Varsity Bound, and so I never know what I'm going to get. But it looks like a doubleheader on Monday. On Tuesday, you got Davis County, and then Thursday, a Cardinal, and then Friday, Fairfield. This is the grind, and I guess. You know, this is those middle of the season weeks that really matter to just kind of push through, and yet there are really important conference games ahead of you.
Yeah, this week is make it or break it week for as far as the conferences go, I'd say, because right now Clarkson first, Sheraton's in second, and we're in third, and we're just a couple games out. And if we can get some strings, some winning strings here going against the conference, and then, you know, Clark or Sheraton goes and have a few hiccups, we're right back into this thing with about 2 weeks left of regular season. And then Monday or Tuesday, we'll find out where we're going or who we're playing for first-round districts as well.
Well, buddy, busy week ahead. Wish you the very best. Enjoy being a father on the other side of the fence, and happy Father's Day to you.
Hey, you too, Jason. Happy Father's Day to you.
That is head coach Brad DeMoss, and he's in full dad duty. And, boy, he's got, you know, that family. I think about Tiffany and him trying to – he's coaching and going one direction, and the girls are going a different direction, and every night. Every night. So he'll hopefully get a little celebration tomorrow and get a little rest. Well-deserved. All right, a quick timeout. We will come back here in a few seconds. We're going to catch up with Coach Darren Hill, a conversation we had as he got off the Suburban up in Oskaloosa. Once again, another weekend tournament full of immense competition. And we'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
1015 Transit is your public transportation provider in Southeast Iowa, where every ride is open to the public every day. Whatever the reason, 1015 Transit is for you. Atumwa Rides, Monday through Friday, $1 per ride. Oskaloosa Rides is free on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 1015 Transit Demand Response covers 10 counties in Southeast Iowa. When you need a ride, don't hesitate to contact 1015 Transit. Like us on Facebook for schedules and times. 1015 Transit, transportation where you need to go.
Quick Lane in Sheraton is now offering the works. And no, we aren't talking about your next pizza order, Jimmy. Quick Lane is offering the works, and it's everything there is to have on your next tune-up for only $59.99. Oil changes, tire rotation and pressure checks, brake inspection, fluid top-off, battery test, filter check, and even belts and hoses. Give us a call, 641-774-2586, and schedule the works for only $59.99. Quick Lane in Sheraton, get it done quick and get it done right.
Hi, this is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
The dog days of summer are nearly here, and believe it or not, it's a great time to trade in your RV for a new piece on our lot. Plaza RV is a family-owned company in Bondurant that wants to earn your business. We are aggressively seeking trade-ins this time of year and have a great selection of new campers on our lot. From fifth wheels to travel trailers and camper vans, we've got it all right now at Plaza RV. Take a look at our inventory and see if a trade-in would make sense for your family this year. We vow to treat you like family at Plaza RV in Bondurant.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Joining me now is head coach Darren Hill, head coach of the Abia Lady D's. And coach, and just hard to believe another week in the books and how fast these weeks are going. Because, man, they are absolutely jam full.
They are, as you get close to the end of the week and play on a weekend, it's hard to remember who you played at the beginning of the week. But, we had a pretty good week so far. Started with Centerville and got a big win over there and played probably our best game all around against them. 5-1 was the score there. A little slow start, but we got into, I believe it was the third inning, and got a hit and then got another hit that ended up going past the outfielder to the wall. And so we had one run and a runner standing on third. So ended up scoring her two. So we ended up winning 5-1 in that game. And then come back Wednesday, played Pleasantville. Got a great start against them. We were up, I believe it was 2 after 2. And then kind of just started hanging around, and before we knew it, it was 10-10, and ended up scoring late in the game and winning that one 12-10. Next day went over to Pella, played a doubleheader against their varsity, and lost the first one 3-0 and came back, and Addie Pearson got the win in the second game 3-2. So that was a big win for us. And then last night, or was there one in between? I can't remember. Last night was, I think that was Thursday. So last night would have been Clark, and that was another tight game, and ended up losing that late in the game, 4-2. And you know, our defense fell apart in that last inning. They put a lot of bunts down with their slappers, and we didn't make some plays. But you know, all in all, it's been a pretty darn good week. You know, we got some really good pitching. Two games from on Thursday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Grace Pence, and she gave up zero earned runs. But our defense hasn't been playing as well as we need to play. And, you know, she ended up losing both of those games and not giving up an earned run. So, you know, we've got some things that we continue to work on. We need to talk to the kids. And, you know, I think after you play as many games as we do and as many days as we do, I think it starts to become more mental than physical. And, you know, I have to remind ourselves that, yeah, we've got a few seniors, but we're still pretty young. And reiterating to go out and have fun and do what you do. And, you know, it becomes contagious one way or the other, whether it's good or bad. We feed off of each other. And those are things that, you know, we've got to be able to handle and control, and never too high, never too low. And, you know, the gauntlet continues today. We face two good teams again. You know, we play Wayne, who we got earlier in the season 3-2. So I know what they're going to want to do to us today. But, and then, we've got West Burlington. So, you know, again, the games don't get any easier, and we're going to be okay. We just got to keep trusting, stay in the course, and, you know, once we start hitting the ball, we might score 30 runs in a game. I don't know. I hope to see it. But we struggle a little bit at the plate. But when it seems like when we do, we struggle on the defensive side. So just getting everything put together. And, you know, we've got a good group of kids, and they're not quitting. They still haven't quit. They haven't quit one game yet this year. So we're going to keep working at it and see what happens over here in Oskaloosa today.
Coach, this, I think, is always the time in the season where, you know, you're starting to feel the grind of the season. And with a young team, and you've been through this dance before, the young team, it's a wall you feel like you're about to hit. Now it's probably a weekend like this where can you rejuvenate your team? Can you have a little success so then now you feel like you've gotten through the wall?
You know, that's exactly right. And typically we play well over here in Oskaloosa. And we come over here two tournaments every year, and they're always good teams. But we usually play pretty well, too. So, you know, today would be a great day to start. Next week's a little lighter. So I think that'll allow them to catch their breath a little bit. We play 3 days next week instead of all five or six. But, you know, allow them to catch their breath, and then we get into you know, the end of June. So June's almost gone already. But we'll get to the end of the June, and then we're early July, and then we're into our tournament already. So yes, you're right. The grind is real, and it's depending on how we're responding. And like I said, we've had every game we've played this year has been close, within three runs or less. So, you know, it's not like we're that far off. We're just not that far on sometimes, too. So there's that happy medium. And like I said, it's we get a couple hits, and we're right back to thinking and doing things mentally right, and that definitely helps. So, like I said, sometimes the best way to get out of a funk is to get right back into the funk and see what happens. But and that's what we're doing. We're going to make a couple changes today in our lineup and rearrange the batting order a little bit and play a player that we haven't played yet. So we're trying on our end, and the kids will respond, and good luck will be coming our way one of these games, and I hope it starts today.
Well, Coach, these weekend tournaments and again, I think in the past, I look at the moments you've kind of this is kind of that part in the season where the weekends allow you to have some experimenting, while at the same time you're grinding that against some of the best teams. You guys have not. Never shied away from chasing down really good opponents. But in these weekend tournaments, it allows you to do that, changing the batting lineup, the experiment that you need to do with some confidence. You maybe have some levity because it's out of conference to do it.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And, I've said it before, and I'll continue to think this way, that I would rather play a good team and get beat than play a team that we can beat. And because we don't learn anything from that. They don't learn anything from that. So, we're still, our schedule's still the Lady D softball schedule. It doesn't get any easier, but, we're going to be okay. And as long as the kids stay with us, we're going to be fine. We're trying on our end to rearrange some things, and sometimes all it takes is one good thing to happen, and even some of the calls, they're close calls. It doesn't seem like they're going our way right now, but we've got to overcome that, and as coaches, it's our job to keep the kids ready to go, but I think we'll be ready today. It'll be fun to watch our young kids. The second game, I want to play everybody. So, that's my goal. And again, we're playing West Burlington. So, it's a team that's always been good. And I know their coach fairly well, and played against them several times. So, we'll do some experimenting, and we'll see how things go in that game. And, it allows us, if anything, it's experience for down the road, whether it's down the road this year or down the road next year. So we're going to keep working at it and see if we can get this all figured out.
Coach, trying to figure out this conference. Oh, my gosh. I think the big challenge here is there is I don't. There's not a team in this conference that you couldn't say that wouldn't find its a way to state if given the right opportunities. Have you ever experienced this conference where it's been? And we say it's competitive every year, but this is crazy central. This is a full fledged top of the line conference. Every team's capable.
Yeah. And, it's one of those one mistake here, not get that big hit when you need it type of conference. Anybody's beating anybody, and, everybody's beating everybody. So, it is. It's. I think they're, Cardinal came out, and they're playing really well. They're leading our conference right now. They've been beat. So it is from top to bottom. It's a mosh pit. Anybody can do anything on a given night, and then the next night it's totally opposite. So you got to be ready to play in our conference too. That's not a. It hasn't been an easy conference for quite a while, and as teams continue to get better and develop their pitching, and it's going to be like that for a while with our conference, which is good. It's good to get 16 good conference games, or 14, I guess, good conference games, and then the teams you pick up on the non-conference schedule, that's where it really gets you ready for July and regional playoffs. So that's why we do what we do. We know our conference is going to be good, but again, we pick up some pretty good teams in the non-conference as well, and I don't know, I've lost count of how many teams we've played already that's ranked, and how many teams we're still going to play that's ranked. So it sometimes doesn't help your record, to be honest with you. It doesn't. If you can beat those teams, it really does help, but if you can't, or you lose close ones, it's the experience for when the tournament starts, and we'll see what happens there. I think it's the end of June when all that comes out, but, it's a couple weeks away. But we still got several games between now and then, and we'll see what we can do, and we'll continue to get better and hope the season starts turning our way a little bit more than it hasn't.
Coach, I know you got ready for the first pitch here, so I'll let you go. But, man, it's just it's fun to see the grind, and you know, we get to be on the other side of the fence, so it's a little easier for us. But I know these seasons are marathons, and every night in this conference is a battle, and then no rest for the wicked because you guys go right back at it. So I hope you have a great weekend, Coach, and have some fun. I think you said it earlier, and it's so right. To take a deep breath and get in this kind of a weekend environment, and remember, hey, this is about having fun.
It's about having fun, and that's easy to lose sight of. You know, when you struggle a little bit, sometimes it is. It's hard to remain focused on why you play the game. And these kids start playing the game when they were 5 and 6 years old, and they've watched players, and so they've got their idols, and they got to understand that the reason they're playing the game is to have fun and be with their teammates, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll see what happens here in about 20 minutes.
As Coach Darren Hill, head coach of the Abbey Lady D's, and once again, folks, they go from the kettle to the frying pan because they like it hot, and they do indeed play some of the best teams and this conference. Unbelievable. Coach, have fun. We'll talk with you next week.
Jason, and happy Father's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, you too, friend, and enjoy a well-needed day off for everybody. So go have fun here today and take some rest. Hey, Coach Darren Hill, and I'll tell you what, folks, this conference is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I think, as Coach said, you know, you get into the pairings at the end of June, and those pairings are going to be so important because if this conference can find itself spread out, and you know there's no way that they're going to spread all these teams separately because of the geographic nature of the proximity of all of our conference. So separating all these teams out and giving our conference a real shot at getting multiple teams to state, which I believe the South Central Conference is capable of 3 or 4 teams competing at the state tournament. Unfortunately, I think they're all going to have to battle each other in those sectional play to get there. So going to be a great ride, and Coach Darren Hill and the ladies having a tremendous season once again. We're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia, the recipients of Operation Roundup's 2024 first quarter funds. The city of Sheridan received $1,875 for purchasing 2 new soccer goals for their youth soccer field. The Drake Public Library Foundation received $5,000 to aid in purchasing materials and labor for the renovations of the interior of their building. The Melrose Fire Department received $5,000 for acquiring gear for new members and equipment for trucks. Monroe County Public Health received $1,060 to purchase Stop the Bleed kits and instructional booklets.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Need to clean out mom and dad's house? Do you have a construction project and don't know where to discard all the excess? You need AP roll-offs. 15 and 20 yard dumpsters make these and other cleanup jobs easy. They'll haul away your troubles. Perfect for both commercial and residential, offering fast service and a veteran's discount. Search AP roll-offs online or call 641-856-9988. 641-856-9988. Haul away your troubles with AP roll-offs.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. And I was checking out that radar. I think Joe Millage was right. I think we're going to miss this rain. Although I know that you know, we're probably going to need it or want it, but not today. Not today. Oh no! Well, we want to show off the cars and raise some money for charity. And Joe Millage is over in Sheraton, where they're having the charity car show, and Hy-Vee pulling out the red carpet for all of us today. Joe, what's going on over there, buddy?
Yeah, a lot of red over here, the Hy-Vee red. It is the Hy-Vee Charity Car Show. And, boy, we've you know, despite what radar looked like this morning, we are seeing a lot of cars already in place here on, I'd say, at least three good sides of the Sheraton Square. And as Matt Beanblossom, the distribution manager here, mentioned earlier, they will be expecting another 20 cars, a little caravan coming over from Cumming, Iowa, from the Hy-Vee Fresh gas station there. They did a little escort from the Highway Patrol, kind of celebrating their distribution center over in Cumming. This is a charity car show with proceeds going to Hope for the Warriors, as well as the Sheraton Volunteer Fire Department. They've got lots of prizes or judging categories, and then, of course, the big online auction. And you can get grandstand tickets to the Hy-Vee IndyCar Weekend, Minnesota Vikings signed football, Cooper DeGene Hawkeye football that he has signed, as well as so many other items out there. And again, that's the silent auction, the online silent auction. Big QR code here at the Thunder Country Party Box, or they can hit that. Come on over. We're going to be having root beer floats as well, Blue Bunny ice cream, and Peace Tree Brewing root beer right here by the KIIC truck. And, of course, they've got a lot of their great semi-tractor trailers on display here, as well as all the vehicles. They've got an IndyCar here, and great door prizes, and just really lots to see and do here in Sheraton, Jason. 10 to 2 is the official timeline on this, and I think you're right. I think Interstate 35 formed a little bit of a blockade here on the radar. And we're going to be rain free here in Sheraton.
And watching the radar, and if you know the future cast, I think we're going to be okay. But regardless, hey, happy Father's Day to you, buddy. And you know, this is a good time to remember our dads. And you're blessed with a Hall of Fame father. I think both of us got a Hall of Fame father, but you definitely got That's a Hall of Fame father.
Yeah, and he wouldn't want to be known as that.
Nope.
But you're right. And when you say Happy Father's Day, sometimes you got to stop and think about that. You're like, oh, yeah, I need to – that's for my dad. But, no, I mean, yeah, we're dads too.
Yeah, and a grandpappy, you know. So it's kind of – you know, I'm expecting to see my kids sometime tomorrow, you know. And then the grandkids will roll in, and then I'll forget I have kids.
Well,
it'll come your way soon, Millage. It'll be coming your way soon. Don't you worry, buddy.
Your memory goes too at the same pace that you ran that race last week.
That was slow, dude.
No, I don't think so. I think it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good news is that by the way, thank you. And it was really awesome. I did not expect you, and you probably did me a favor by not telling me you were going to be anywhere near. Thank you so much. It was great to see you on the route.
It's a big deal, and I know all of your other close friends came up to see you too, so it was nice. Stalker, wait.
No. Anybody in their right mind, you know, the true iron woman was my wife who went with support. Me. By the way, I was up at 3 o'clock. She's my Sherpa, so you have to get everything organized. The nutrition that you take. By the way, the water that went in my mouth from Gray's Lake after 8 hours in grueling conditions, I can tell you it tastes better than when it exits the world.
Well, you probably got a couple goldfish swimming around in there.
There's no fish that would survive living in that lake. I'm just telling you. No way.
No, they're in your belly now.
Yeah, they're in my belly. Get in my belly. I was Jonah for a few minutes. I did think I wasn't going to make it out of that swim. I turned the corner halfway through flying and thinking that, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I'm going this way. And I'm going to send a shout-out Dan Walker, who is an elite athlete, who took his time to come over to the Albia Pool and to my friends down at the Tumwa YMCA, who every morning greeted me about 5 o'clock to do my swims. But Dan Walker came over and helped put some finishing critique on it so that I would feel confident when I got in the water. And my times were so much faster. It allowed me to take and slow down and just enjoy life. What you realize in the race, this race called life, sometimes we're getting beat up in the race that we forget to smile and enjoy the race. And when I saw you that day, I didn't realize I was singing out loud, buddy. But
you were smiling. I got thumbs up a couple times because I got to see you on the bike and also running.
On the run.
By the way, we've got some nice pictures of you out there on Albia TV Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, Albia TV. And hey, I understand the link wasn't working on this online auction. I'm gonna give you a new link. And
okay.
I want you guys to try it kind of live on the air here. Make sure this one's working.
I can't tell you what I found on the other side of the link that you sent me earlier too.
I have no idea.
But whatever they were selling, I was not going to buy. I would just tell you that.
You want a free Apple iPhone?
Yeah.
No. So try this, Jacob and Jason. Tiny URL.
What?
It's
tiny
URL.
Now these are words I'm typing in, right?
Yeah, tinyurl.
Okay.
.com /CCCS. That's Sheraton Charity Car Show.
CCCS
2024.
2024. Well, the best part of this is that you made it easy to get to.
You should see the length of the other link. No. So the online auction link is about a mile long. So we were trying to shorten it up by providing that, but I don't know why that other one wasn't working. But tinyurl.
Tinyurl.com.
Now forward slash.
Is the top half forward or the back half forward of the forward slash?
The top half is towards the right.
Okay, that's why I've got it backwards.
CCCS. Right. Yeah, everybody does that. CCCS 2024. Okay. And Jacob should already have been there 20 minutes ago.
But it worked for me.
Okay.
Jacob is laughing at me.
Yeah, try that and maybe put that out on Thunder Country web Facebook too for me. But
yep, will do.
That one should work and get you to the Kelce signed jersey, the footballs, Cooper DeGene football, the race weekend up at Newton coming up in July. Lots of other items. And again, this is a charity car show over here in Sheraton. So all proceeds are going to be split 50-50. Hope for the Warrior, which Hy-Vee is a sponsor of. And then also the Sheraton Volunteer Fire Department, which does such an outstanding job over here as well. So
yeah, good cause. And it sounds like some tremendous things for me to go out and bid on when Jacob helps me off the air, get me set up to bid on this.
Yes.
So good stuff. Well, hey, buddy.
Folks who want to see some really cool cars, come on over to downtown Sheraton. We're on the square. They've got all four sides blocked off. And I know maybe some folks were looking at radar this morning thinking, I don't know. But I tell you what, three sides are full right now. So there's a lot to see already here. Food trucks out here as well. And they got old Betsy out here. Or the Sheraton Fire Department's got old Betsy out on display for folks who want to see that that old steam fire engine that is, I think, the only one in the United States. Silsby. I think it's a Silsby. I don't remember what year it's from, but really great unit there. And, yeah, free root beer floats.
Free root beer. Pastry root beer. Yeah. Good stuff.
Absolutely. They've got a sprint car here with the wing on it and a looks like a NASCAR, a sprint car as well. On the courthouse lawn. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot to see and do here in Sheraton. If you're not doing anything, it's beautiful. We're under cover of cloud, and it's going to be a nice day.
All right. That's Joe Millage on location. Get out to we'll put the link on Facebook and so you can go out there and make a bid. Some really cool stuff to help raise some money for two outstanding causes for our vets and for the volunteer firemen who put themselves selflessly right in harm's way to protect us. Joe, go have fun over there, buddy, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, Jacob Briggs, we'll get back to our debate on the best rap genre of all time and the smartest listening audience in all America. Next week, we'll maybe introduce him to, is it 80s rap? No. Jacob's like, no, it's today's world, but right now, we're going to return you back to that classic country music that all of you enjoy hearing. And get over to Sheraton. Enjoy, folks. Enjoy this summer and enjoy being out. And make sure you tell your dad Happy Father's Day and give him a big hug because you may not have him forever. All right, folks. So you've been listening to Coach's Corner brought to you by Community Credit Union. Joe Biden Moment. Have a great Saturday.